It is a rather comfortable 64 degrees outside.
Oh, I love to hear that.
64 degrees. I mean, this has got to be a treat for opening day. You know, it's just kind of like that, oh, yes, spring is coming. Now, you know, after tomorrow, it gets back to whatever normal is. But it's 64 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. An abbreviated afternoon together. Along with me is?
Michael Loudon.
Okay. Producer extraordinaire, wonder producer, whatever you want to call him. He's over there.
And I'm the do-it-all guy.
You are. You are. And much like most of the people here in the office, dare I say most people probably listening to the radio right now, you are in your Tigers gear.
Mm-hmm.
And all ready to go, cheering on the team, and an exciting game today it was,
yes.
I have to admit. So, you know, they one of those walk-off hits for the win. You can't beat that.
No, you definitely can't. And Alex Gonzalez did a great job, and he wasn't even a Tiger 2 weeks ago, as Dan Dickerson and Jim Price said, and look at what he's doing now. I mean, he had an error earlier in the game, but he's definitely made up for that now.
Yeah, I think he's the hero of the hour, as it is.
Oh, yes.
A win that they're enjoying. Of course, day off tomorrow. That means we get a full day to entertain you, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. Also, they're coming up Wednesday with another game against the Kansas City Royals. So, should be some good baseball throughout mm-hmm. the week, and a lot of fun tomorrow as we spend some time with you. Want to tell you about our video of the day, because, you know, the people in the digital department, they just insist. Got to have a blog up. Got to do it. So, I look around for the most fun stuff that you can find mm-hmm. out there. And today, no different, found, you know, the Honest Trailers.
Yes,
that
I do.
They do. Well, they have a guy voice those. And they decided, this one particular group, they decided to have some fun with people at a drive-thru. They put the Honest Trailers voice guy on the speaker.
That is going to be very entertaining to
so
watch.
It's a fun video. It's well worth it. You know, it's you just sit there and sitting here going, okay, one man decides to order a burger. You know, something along those lines. I've always wondered what that would be like. But now you don't have to wonder anymore because they've done it on a video.
You so, now will be able to experience it.
There you go. And you can check that out in the blog section of our website, WKZO.com. And go down below the news and you'll be able to get to the blog section and check it out for yourself. Love to have you watch that here a little bit later on. And, of course, we share that on Facebook with you and we intend on sharing that and plenty of other things. We'd love to have you join us on Facebook if you like. You can do so by clicking on the Facebook link at WKZO.com and liking us. Just that simple. You can be a part of all the stuff that takes place there. Well, here in just a minute or two, we are going to be talking about, you know, we've had the gay marriage ban, quote unquote, lifted and then reinstated. And now you've got, you know, the courts looking at this thing. Of course, it's going to be a little while before we come up with some of this. But there have been some people that have said that Attorney General Bill Schuette should just drop any challenge to the ban, that he should just forget it. They're citing the costs of that. He said, nope, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be able to defend this. We'll talk about it here in a little bit and let you call in and share your insights. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, 80373 as we talk about this with you here for the next little bit on the program. Hope you'll be able to take the time to continue to be with us. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, 590 WKZO. It is 4:45, 65 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence with you, taking you through your afternoon. It was Tigers opening day, and they have just wrapped things up with a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers fans everywhere rejoicing over that. All right, one down, 161 to go.
Come on, we can do it. We can go undefeated.
There you go. No pressure. Not that anybody's ever actually done it in baseball, but it's, you know what, somebody's got to do it at some point.
I couldn't even do it in a video game. I went 161-1, had one loss to the Angels in about middle of the season, but then I, you know, won the World Series. I swept my way through the playoffs.
Of course, of course. I'm assuming that you probably won the division by about 47 games or some such
thing. Actually, it was a lot more than that.
So anyway, we're here talking with you about issues of the day. Of course, happy about the Tigers and that kind of thing. But lots we've kept up with. And of course, if you've been around, you've seen what's happened in the last couple of weeks, you know that the constitutional ban on gay marriage in the state of Michigan was lifted and then reinstated. And you know the appeal is underway, and it's going to be a little while, But Attorney General Bill Schuette has been putting together his case to appeal the overturn based on it was the federal court saying that, it's unconstitutional. So one of the things that people have come out against the Attorney General and said that, he's fighting this. He really shouldn't. There's no way he's going to win this. He's spending an awful lot of money. And for what? And I think, you know, I understand the argument there. But one thing that has been made clear to me as I've watched Bill Schuette do his job, and suffice to say, I was familiar with Bill Schuette from my previous time living in the state of Michigan. The man will do his job, whatever it calls for. And in this case, I've seen him as Attorney General step in and decide that, you know, he's going to defend this or that, and it isn't something he necessarily agrees with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, he's against having this overturned, personally. But what he's doing, and he's stepped out and said this, that he is defending the state, that is his job as Attorney General. He is defending the laws of the state. And this was overturned. He feels like he's acting in the best interest of the state of Michigan. Now, some people disagree with that. They say, well, you know what? Times changed and people have changed their opinion. But I guess I go back to the same thing. All right. If people have changed their opinion, then, you know, this was passed by a vote of the people. And I remember when that vote took place. I was in the state the last time when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So if the opinion of people has changed, let's put it up for a vote. Let's do it that way and talk about it there. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's changed and, well, okay, it's unconstitutional anyway. We need to move on. Okay, I hear you. But I would rather have an attorney general fight on behalf of the state and lose than just decide, you know what, I'm going to kick back. I'm going to relax. Take it easy. It's not worth it. And I don't want an attorney general that's going to fight for the state that way. I'd rather him put up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather him step up and say, we're going to defend this state because that's what the voters want me to do, is defend the state against anything that comes against it. And I honestly think he would do that. Now, you know, is this the whole idea? Is he positioning for an election year? I don't think so. I don't think so, because this coming up, he's announced for re-election, of course, but this is not exactly an issue that you'll want to run a re-election campaign on. Because opinion is pretty split on this. And there's an awful lot of passion on both sides of the debate. Is this something you really want to step out and say, yep, this is where I stand? Well, I don't know if you do. Particularly based on the polling data that we've seen. Now, as I've said, if that is the case, then let's have a vote. And let's go with the will of the people on this one. That's what I believe anyway, based on the fact that this was a constitutional amendment to the state constitution. But I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well. Do you think the Attorney General should keep up the appeal on this, or should he just move on and do something different? Tell us what you think. 382-4280 is the local number. If you are not in the local area and you'd still like to chat, Well, I'm not going to say tough because we have a way for you to do that as well. It's 877-382-4280. That's toll free, so you can get through that way. Or you can text us 80373 and just share your insights there. I prefer to have you call, but if you'd rather also just text and text your ideas, we will share some of those texts as we go throughout the program today. Now, for a lot of people, they would say on this whole gay marriage thing that this is a partisan issue. And it is and it isn't. Because I think there are some on the Republican side that are actually saying, no, we really shouldn't even be arguing about this. Shouldn't even be worrying about this at this point. And I think to a certain degree, you know, we have all these arguments about these issues like, well, gay marriage and just all these different social things. And I think, all right, did the economy just suddenly get great? Was I not paying attention? Because to me right now, the thing that I want our leaders to be able to pay attention to is the economy and jobs. And when things get better that way, then we can start arguing about all these other things. Then we can dig into some of that stuff. But for right now, I think it's the economy that you need to look at rather than something like that. But it's an issue that is being fought in the courts, and it's because it's being fought in the courts, it is probably going to be fought in the court of public opinion while all that's going on. Love to have your say. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Headed to the phones for Tim in Kalamazoo. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, good afternoon again, Jeremy. Just a couple comments on this. You know, yeah, the vote went to the people.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution was amended. Federal judge steps in and says it's unconstitutional. So now we're going to go through the appeals process. Bill Schroeder is doing exactly what he said when he was on the radio just some time back, saying that he's following the Constitution of the state. And if people have a change of heart, then they should go back, get it back on the ballot box and vote for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what gets me about a lot of some so-called people out there that are all upset, saying he shouldn't do that, waste it, blah, 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 is that, for example, when we had the case that came out of the Supreme Court, United something, it was a 5-4 decision. You know, mm-hmm. President Obama blasted the Supreme Court justice on that because he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when the health care, Obamacare went in, it was a 5-4, he lost that and said it's law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like all this stuff that goes on, the same thing with the Constitution. You know, people who choose to enforce the laws and to avoid them, and then once they want to enforce, but they don't agree, they'll not enforce them. That's what's coming out of Washington today.
Well, and I think if a law is on the books, it's up to those people that get elected or get appointed in the case of, say, the Attorney General of the United States to be able to enforce what's on the book, whether they agree with it or not.
Well, you know what? I agree with that. But what we have in Washington, you have the President and Attorney General Eric Holder chooses not to enforce the laws on the books because they don't like them. For example, Defense of Marriage Act, we're not going to enforce that. We're not going to enforce, word came out now that they're not going to, if you got small minor offenses or it's not a heinous crime, we'll just turn the illegals out of a jail and back onto the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to the sovereignty thing, you know. I think I mentioned it to you before. You know, we have sovereign laws here. We have sovereignty on our borders. Borders should be protected and, you know, they're being overran. And the president sits over there and talks about Ukraine and says, well, they're a sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what's the difference? We're a sovereign nation, too, and we're being overran. But it's just a different geopolitical political hot potato.
Well, and I think it's with that, it depends on your view. I mean, you know, there are some people that would say, okay, we're being overrun with illegals, and I think there is a certain truth to that, but are they trying to take over like what's happened over in the Crimean Peninsula? I mean, that's different.
Well, I don't say they're trying to take over on a marching in as a military force. Mm-hmm. However, if you allow your borders to be overran over a period of time, that becomes a geopolitical force of people and who come from, who honestly believe, like La Raza, is, hey, we're going to retake the Southwest because it was taken away from us.
Well, and first of all, and thanks, Tim, for your call. I do appreciate it. I think when you look at this, this is it's an issue that is very complex, but I think it all comes down to this. There are people put into positions that should be doing the job that are not, and I think we could probably agree on that. That said, you know, there was one thing that the president brought up, you know, the whole idea of, well, let's put together our own version of the Dream Act because Congress won't act on it. Well, I don't think that he's allowed to do that. I think he's supposed to enforce, you know, enforce the laws, make sure the laws on the books are the ones that are being taken care of. And if you don't like something, advocate against it. You know, find a way to get people to come and say, hey, we demand a change. We demand that a change in the way that that is. Now, you know, Dream Act is something that we can discuss for another day. But I've said before that that's something that I think, you know, is it something to look at? Certainly. But if Congress hasn't looked at it yet, then we've got laws. We need to be able to enforce those. And I think that comes back to, you know, getting this the ship steered back here a little bit. That comes back to what Bill Schuette is doing in this case, being able to come along for the state and say, you know what, this was the law in the state. We need to defend this because it is the state of Michigan, because he's coming along and saying, you know what, that's my job. That's what I was elected to do, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, a lot of times we complain about politicians who don't do their job. Well, this is a case where a politician is doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just because you may not agree with whatever side he happens to be on personally, that's not necessarily what he's doing as far as his job is concerned. If it was the other way, I have a feeling he would also be defending the state and fighting this in spite of his personal views.
Mm-hmm.
382-4280-877-382-4280 or 80373. You can text us as we talk about this. Actually, closing out the show with it here just in the next few minutes. And, you know, I think that's the one thing that you see with this is there are people that are on the side of gay marriage that are saying, well, he needs to just give it up. They overturned it. That's it. He's not going to win. He needs to give it up. And I don't know. I would rather see, if I agreed with a certain side, I would rather see people convinced and a majority of people say something needs to be done about it and then representatives take care of it that way. Or in the case of this amendment, this was something voted on by all the people. Bring it up again. Let's vote on it again and see if people still feel the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see that happening this particular time. It's fought in the courts. And I think a lot of times these issues shouldn't be fought in the courts. This should be brought up and discussed and hash all this out among the people. Because ultimately, we're the ones that are voting for leaders. We're the ones that are saying this is the way that we want things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people on both sides of this issue saying things. And then there are those of us in the middle saying, well, there is a third way, and it's getting government out of the business of marriage.
And that's the view that I take. I think it should just be left up to the churches to decide whether you could marry or you could not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. Even if you're not a believer in a particular religion, you could still have a civil ceremony with ship's captain or something else and honor that within your own family. I mean, have a celebration, have a ceremony. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, there's a way around it, and I think part of it is get some sort of a legal document that everybody fills out that says, this is my next of kin. They are open to see anything that I want them to see, anything at all. You know, once you have the lawyers put together something like that, then all we have to do is just sign the form, and that's that.
And you're
it's
good to
legal.
Go, yes.
So, just my 2 cents worth. Full show tomorrow. We're going to get underway at 3 o'clock, talk with you about all kinds of stuff. Whatever's in the news, we'll chat about it, and we'll do it with you. Have a great evening.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.